This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB Radio. You're listening to GRE with Triple D, Devin, David, and DeBose, the sports doctor and the insurance doctor, both here together with so many doctors. The world should be a safer place.
Should be.
But it's not, because you guys are not real doctors. Concur, doctor?
Doctor? Concur.
Doctor?
Doctor?
Doctor? Concur?
Doctor?
Doctor.
Doctor. Doctor. So when we went on break, we had I was talking a little bit about something that's kind of bothering me. So we have the FDA. That's
are you okay?
That's yeah. Well, it's gonna affect us. It's gonna affect you. What? It's gonna affect you. It's
what
gonna
is
affect
it?
Me. So the FDA has some
effect or infect?
Effect, not okay, infect.
Right. Not infect, because that would be related to the HIV story.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, this is going to affect, and it's going to affect businesses in the area.
Do you want Jim to hold your hand?
No. And it's going to affect those people that are trying to maybe get off cigarettes, and they're using vapes, you know, to get off cigarettes.
Hey, buddy.
You
know? What you vaping?
What you vaping?
So
that's the fad. It's not going to make it.
So, well,
you're probably right.
Here's the thing. So the FDA has come out and they said, "Hey, you know what? We have some issues here, and we think that there's some. We want to keep teens from going in and using vapes and vaping and making it less attractive. So we're going to expand our guidelines to vaping stores, vaping cigarettes, and also premium cigars."
So FDA is going to get involved in cigars.
FDA is getting involved in cigars. So basically the same type of deal as it is with cigarettes. So the rule that they pulled in with cigarettes was that basically if it wasn't already out there on the market, that they don't allow new cigarettes to come into the market unless they're the same like kind and quality that's already on the market now. And then they have to go through a long, arduous process of being approved. So basically, long story short here is your premium cigars are going to be affected in here. And so if you weren't around prior to 2007 and already being sold on the market, then more than likely your product's going to have to be pulled off the shelf and you have to go through a long process of being approved by the FDA. And anybody want to take a guess in the last 3 years how many cigarette products have been approved by the FDA?
None.
After the hundreds
None.
That have been submitted?
Yeah,
three.
Probably, three. One.
Hey,
that's progress.
One was not, was no, by the time they approved it, one was no longer in the market.
The company had already folded.
It was already gone.
The doors.
And the other two got approved and are.
I thought you could sell stuff without the FDA approval.
No,
I thought you could.
Cigars, you can, and so there was supposed to be a carve out rule to where it was basically they were going to take the $10 cigars and above, and they weren't going to be affected by this at all. It was going to be the cigars that were $10 and below, and the cigarillos and stuff like that, mm-hmm. the smaller cigars, but. They're talking about how this is going to be affecting us. Right now, it's in Congress. The bill is there, and basically how the other part of this will affect us is, you know, all these cigar guys are really excited about the opening with the relations with Cuba, because guess what? That's going to means Cuban cigars will be able to come into the market. Well, under this new rule with the FDA, Cuban cigars will not be able to come to the market. And do you know why? Because they weren't already sold prior to 2007 here in the U.S. market.
That's right.
So they will still be illegal to have here in the U.S. market, even though the normal relations would be put in place.
He said relations.
So basically, some of my favorite cigars and some of your favorite cigars and some of your favorite cigars and those people that liked and where it's coming down to with the vapes is vaping wasn't around prior to 2007.
No, millennials created vaping.
It will basically run vaping completely into the ground. And vaping is a good alternative to cigarettes. It's a lot less harmful. I mean, when you're going, you're breathing it out. You're breathing out
that we know of right this second.
Right.
I don't believe that statement.
Dude, I mean, we have scientists, we have all these different
smoking
different
chemicals.
People.
Yeah, but the, the it kind of sounds like meth.
It kind of sounds like over the counter meth product.
The fact is, it is less harmful than cigarettes. I mean, you're not going to get secondhand smoke from water vapor. I mean, come on. I mean, think about that. I mean, the chemicals that are in there.
The FDA hasn't said that, so we don't know for sure.
We're sitting at a football game the other day, or a couple weeks back, and soccer game. And no, he went in football, soccer game. We're sitting at it, and this kid, he's up on the stands beside us, and he's vaping. He's blowing his stuff, you know, and
it's cherry flavored.
It's because he's cooler than you are.
It's blowing all down this vape, you know, coming all down. Brandon's like, mama, 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 mama. And we're like, what? He's smoking over there. I said, no, baby. He's vaping.
He's vaping. He's vaping. And he's cooler than we are.
It's totally different.
You should have looked at him and said, hey, bro, what you vaping?
What you vaping? So, I like it when they carry the little pouches on their side.
That's great.
Their little fanny pack.
little pouch right
are you,
here.
Are you vaping or are you a diabetic? What's going on?
Or the coolest thing is when you come in and you're like 45, 50 years old, and you got, you know, your shirt on like a little dress shirt, and you got it sticking out of your
pocket.
Out of your pocket.
Your shirt. Yeah,
it looks like
yeah.
a pin.
Yeah, yeah.
And you pull that thing out and you just...
And then you blow it out, it has a huge plume of smoke coming out.
And I would say that, I'm going to mark this down as the day that David Jackson said this, okay? You mark it down. 10 years from now, we're going to look back and go, oh my gosh, did you know that that secondhand smoke is harmful for you? And that vaping is dangerous? And
we already knew that secondhand smoke was harmful for you.
I'm just saying, from the vape.
He didn't know that.
I don't think that the secondhand smoke from vaping is
harmful. The videos of these people in the convenience stores when they're in these, what I don't even know what you call them, the vape thing or is in their pocket and bursts into flames and explodes.
It's kind of actually hilarious.
That's totally safe. Totally safe. No worries.
No quality control. It's almost like those hoverboards that were out during Christmas. Kids,
they might burn your house down, but they're so fun.
Oh yeah, they're a blast.
They're so fun.
But yes, I mean that it kind of ticks me off when you have the FDA and you have the federal government goes in and it just kind of overreaches. It's over. I think it's an overprotectiveness.
Listen, what would we do without the FDA? I mean, we need to be thankful.
We'd have better food, and I think we'd have a lot less cancer.
We should be thankful.
All those processed foods, and anyway, that's a whole other story. I'm just sorry. I'm done. I'm done. You can get into national Facebook news.
Are you sure you're done?
Soapboxes did. Yeah, I guess so. Soapboxes did.
There you go.
I mean, I just want to
screw the FDA. Thanks,
Dan. Wow. I think we should make picket signs and go pick it out in front of the vape shops.
We need to go pick it out in front of the FDA.
Yeah, but they're not close by. We can find a vape shop closer. We'll just go pick it up there.
That's stupid. That's so dumb. Down with the FDA in front of the vape shop. What the hell?
All right, so.
Okay.
Moving on. Just pay them. Pay them away here. This is ridiculous. You guys are ridiculous. This day has been filled with ridiculous stunts, okay, and behaviors that are out of control.
Accidental damage.
Accidental damage.
Sometimes collateral.
So it's that time of our show.
There's a policy for insurance that covers accidental damage.
Right, yeah.
Well, it's time of our show with the GRE with Triple D that we enter into something we like to call national.
Facebook.
News.
And folks, on national
today's headlines,
on national Facebook news, we like to pull headlines from our Facebook page.
Oh.
That's where it comes from. So sometimes our stories are local, sometimes our stories are not local, sometimes our stories come from our third cousins,
and that's all right
because that's just what we do. Because
everyone has that third cousin that posts stuff on Facebook that they don't need to post.
No, it's way inappropriate. News feeds, you know, and the news feeds are just, they're out of control. But I got a couple things that came across my news feed this week that I think we need to talk about. We need to get it out there. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
So the first thing that's come across my, and listen, all three of us live in Walton County. And so we know there's a big race going on right now for the sheriff's office. And I am sick and tired of seeing the back and forth videos, news clips, little people taking videos of the sheriff sitting there talking in their home with their desk, you know, and the plaque behind them to make it look all official, and fighting back and forth this like is, two little schoolgirls.
This is Joe Chapman and Keith Glass.
I'm gonna go ahead and put this out there. I have not paid attention to a lick of it. So
really?
I have no idea.
Dude, it is out of control. Keith Glass is posting Facebook videos like daily.
I have seen his videos. I just scroll right past it.
It just gets and then Joe Chapman is such a jerk. he responds in kind, you know, and the media is going after him. But let me tell you what I've learned through this race. Okay, there are a lot of people that just don't like Joe Chapman. Okay, but there's more people that do. So for all the ones that don't like him, there's a reason for it. There's something there that kind of defines. But I will say that he's made a lot of waves. There is a law office in downtown Monroe, Crawford and Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E. And if you are riding through downtown, it's right on your left-hand side before you actually get into the square. These people hate him. And they go after him with everything they got. Every time a news story breaks, those are the two attorneys representing the people making the claims against the sheriff's office. And I don't know if you guys recently saw the claim that was made against the sheriff's office from a young 17-year-old, Justin Durden, who was tased while he was in jail for not complying.
Wasn't he like...
Maybe he should have complied.
Wasn't he stripped down in there?
Well, here's the deal. I used to coach this kid in baseball. Right.
There you go.
17 years old, and there were several
times
where he would actually have a seizure when he was on the field. And it was just because it was part of his condition that he has that it would cause him to have seizure, but he really loved to play. And, you know, we made him feel a part of the team, just like anything else. Well, apparently he had a seizure while he was in jail after being tased. And now his family's suing Joe Chapman. So you got these lawyers. They're up there going to represent them. Then you got Keith Glass, who's using that. And I'm just thinking,
sure.
You know, and then at the end of the day, this kid was breaking and entering in a car. Shouldn't have been doing what he's doing. And you got Joe just calling it like he sees it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This race is just out of control.
The only one I saw was Keith Glass sitting on the back of his truck. I guess it was a Mother's Day thing he was saying, putting out there for all the mothers. And I don't know, man. It's just like... I bet no mama. Go call mama and everybody take me.
That what it sounds like?
Sounds like
daggum boom.
He does. He does. The first thing we're going to take a look at today is my stack over here on the left. And the stack over here on the left is all the things that Walton County Sheriff's Office been accused of. But the stack over here on the right, that's all the things that the Monroe City Department, Police Department, has been accused of. You see the difference in those stacks?
Yep, the county's bigger than the city.
Yes!
Congrats.
I get it, but it's childish, and I'm undecided. I have a reason to not want to vote for Joe. And I'm looking for it, and I just can't see Keith give me a reason to vote for him.
He's trying, man.
He's trying. Just he's not trying. There yet.
I just want to understand what he's saying.
I do, too. And you know,
I know he's saying
it
something
wouldn't hurt
him.
You, Joe.
What he's saying is
just
important,
to be
but I just
nice
don't
to people. Just be nice to people, Joe. But he can't.
Hey, listen.
He can't.
Do you want
a nice sheriff?
Do you want a sheriff that is just nice to everyone?
I just want him not to be as corrupt as he
forgiving.
Is.
I mean, come on, man.
I think we should have Sheriff
that.
Judge Smith. We should just combine.
You
Barrow
mean
County
to tell me
Walton
that
County
you
together.
Have a 17-year-old kid in your custody in a jail? Okay, walls all around him. You can't control him without tasing him.
That's how you control him.
That's how you control it. I'm just saying there are other
comply.
Reasons.
Comply.
Now.
Taser, taser,
now!
Taser.
That's what they do. So I don't know, man. It's just the Walton County Sheriff's race is out of control.
I got a great idea.
Yeah.
I can fix it all. Uh-huh. Okay. Don't go to jail.
Yes, don't break the law.
Okay, don't break the law.
Don't do that.
If you do go to jail.
Comply.
Comply.
Yep. And listen, just stay
if
out.
If they ask you for your pants, you
give it to them.
You give them your pants.
Well, speaking of giving pants,
comply,
Josh,
don't cry.
Josh Duggar's back in the public eye.
Hey!
Oh, good tie-in.
By the way, if y'all saw that. But,
is he growing on you?
I was hoping you'd tell us about it.
Well, you know, sometimes he grows on you, sometimes he don't.
Depends on
what's happening.
What's going on?
I don't know if you guys are very familiar with the Josh Duggar story. However, Josh Duggar was accused of these inappropriate relationships, kind of like Bill Clinton.
With a porn star.
With a porn star.
Hmm. Wait, Bill Clinton had a porn star?
Yeah, you never know.
Bill Clinton
and
was a porn star.
His sisters.
Yeah, well, I was saying that was after a story that came out years and years before, but nobody ever knew about him doing it to his sister. So anyways, Josh had gone through all...
That's a very weird way to put it.
Yeah, but anyways, Josh had gone through all these things, and all of a sudden, all these bombshells started dropping on the guy, and he's married, and you know he's the director of family services and whatever state he was living in, and you know he's out speaking against family values, and then all of a sudden it comes out
against family values.
No, for family values, and all of a sudden it comes out that you know he's cheating on his wife, slapping a porn star around, you know, has been arrested and counseled for inappropriate relationships.
He's just taking the Chinese side. I mean, there's the Chinese think that there's certain things that you can do with your wife, and there's certain things that you can't do with your wife.
Yep.
Well, so they just go to prostitutes.
So with him,
that works.
It's a great society.
He was on TV. You know, yeah. This played out in the public eye, and his family's well known, and the TV show is watched by millions and millions of viewers. And there's, you know,
it was not in the public eye, dude. That was a G-rated television show on TLC, one of your favorite channels.
It is.
They
public
did
eye.
Not show Josh and his sisters in the public eye.
They did. They did. I've watched.
The story's in the public eye.
Listen, the story's in the public eye.
Okay.
So we've got Josh, who has decided that he was going to enter some counseling. So since that time, Josh has entered counseling. His wife has stood by his side. She's not divorcing him. They're trying to work it out, which is insane. They got four children now, and she's living in the Duggar compound out in Arkansas.
Yeah, Jim, Bob, Michelle bought her a big new mansion.
Yeah. She lives out there, and now they're waiting for him to go through his...
Call it a compound like it's a cult or something.
Hey, listen, it may be.
It's the Waco compound.
I'm just saying.
It's going to be raided by the DEA.
I want to create my own compound. So anyways, they've got... Josh has been going through this treatment that they've been talking about.
Taser?
So now Josh is in Taser. Have you thought about sex today? Tase him! you thought about that hooker again? Tase him! What's the first word comes to mind when you see a booby? Tase him!
No.
So anyways, he's out and he's back home, and we don't know the relationship yet with the family, because I haven't seen the new show. And yes, I will be watching it. And yes, I watch 19 and Kids and Still Counting with sisters.
He likes Wii TV.
Whatever.
Lifetime's usually his favorite.
Is that come on before or after Teen Mom?
Let me tell you something. Teen Mom comes before everything.
Teen Mom.
Wow. And now we know what's happened.
Wow.
There it is. So guess where Josh showed back up? Y'all know where the guy showed back up when he finally came out and he stayed
probably
in
a strip club.
A brothel.
So it's amazing, but I'll tell you what.
The Bunny Ranch.
I'm going to tell you since we come back from the break. I'm going to tell you.
All right, hang tight.
Okay?
Right.
Hang tight.
Oh, my snap.
I'm going to tell you where he showed up. Go ahead.
And you've been listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJVB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.